Her Majesty's most princely answer, delivered by herself at the Court of Whitehall on the last day of November, 1601, when the Speaker of the Lower House of Parliament, assisted with the greatest part of the knights and burgesses, had presented their humble thanks for her free and gracious favour in preventing and reforming of sundry grievances by abuses of many grants, commonly called monopolies, the same being taken verbatim in writing by A.B. as near as he could possibly set it down. Mr. Speaker, we perceive by you, whom we did constitute the mouth of our lower house, how with even consent they are fallen into the due consideration of the precious gift of thankfulness, most usually least esteemed where it is best deserved. And therefore we charge you to tell them how acceptable such sacrifice is worthily received of a loving king, who doubteth much whether the given thanks can be of more poise than the owed is to them, and suppose that they have done more for us than they themselves believe. And this is our reason. Who keeps their sovereign from the lapse of error, in which, by ignorance and not by intent, they might have fallen? What thanks they deserve, we know, though you may guess, and as nothing is more dear unto us than the loving conservation of our subjects' hearts, what an undeserved doubt might we have incurred if the abusers of our liberality, the thrallers of our people, the ringers of the poor, had not been told us, which, our heart or hand should agree unto, we wish we had neither, and do thank you the more, supposing such griefs touch not some amongst you in particular. We trust there resides in their conceits of us no such simple cares of their good, whom we so dearly prize, that our hand should pass out that might injure any, though they doubt not it is lawful for our kingly state to grant gifts of sundry sorts of whom we make election, either for service done or merit to be deserved, as being for a king to make choice on whom to bestow benefits, more to one than another. You must not beguile yourselves, nor wrong us, to think that the glossing lustre of a glistering glory of a king's title may so extol us, that we think all is lawful for what we list, not caring what we do. Lord, how far should you be off from our conceits? For our part, we vow unto you that we suppose physicians' aromatical favours, which in the top of their potion they deceive the patient with, or gilded drugs that they cover their bitter sweet with, are not more beguilers of the senses than the vaunting boast of a kingly name may deceive the ignorant of such an office. I grant that such a prince as cares but for the dignity, nor passes not how the reins be guided, so he rule. To such a one it may seem an easy business. But you are cumbered, I dare assure, with no such prince, but such a one as looks how to give account afore another tribunal seat than this world affords, and that hopes that if we discharge with conscience what he bids, will not lay to our charge the fault that our substitutes, not being our crime, fall in. We think ourselves most fortunately born under such a star as we have been enabled by God's power to have saved you under our reign, from foreign foes, from tyrants' rule, from your own ruin, and do confess that we pass not so much to be a queen as to be a queen of such subjects for whom, God is witness, without boast or vaunt, we would willingly lose our life, ere to see such perish. I bless God, he hath given me never this fault of fear, for he knows best. Whether ever fear possessed me, for all my dangers, I know it is his gift, and not to hide his glory, I say it. For were it not for conscience, and for your sake, I would willingly yield another my place. So great is my pride in reigning, as she that wisheth no longer to be, then best and most would have me so. You know our presence cannot assist each action, but must distribute in sundry sorts to diverse kinds our command. If they, as the greatest number be commonly the worst, should, as I doubt not, but some do, abuse their charge, annoy whom they should help, and dishonour their king, whom they should serve, yet we verily believe that all you will, in your best judgment, discharge us from such guilts. Thus we commend us to your constant faith, and yourselves to your best fortunes.